Ron.
Bring the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, July 28, 2021 at 8:33 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the corrected exemption application form 451 for St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore, Nebraska, correcting legal description to lots 1 through 6, block 23, Ashby's addition, for the rectory and parcel number 00873500.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Uh-oh, it's now in the trash. It's just a legal description correction. And it was corrected the 28th of June. Please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove protest filed by Trantham, Wayne and Mary. That was withdrawn. So approve the withdrawn protest filed by Wayne and Mary Trantham.
It was initially stamped in and I had numbered it. So in order to out of record, we need to withdraw that.
So just for technicality reasons, it was stamped. It was numbered. We need to dispose of it properly. It's just approving disposal of or withdrawal of a protest.
So they ended up going with the recommended appraisal then, or how does that work?
It says he came back in and he wanted this protest back and he was going to talk to Daryl Standard. So the notes are on there also.
We equalized that subdivision before March 19th. Then he was worried about a neighbor and that neighbor did file one. So Daryl's still going to be talking to him and doing some things because the neighbor got his lowered. So you have until July 25th, which we talked, Daryl talked to him. So
we need to approve the withdrawal?
Just approve the withdrawal, and then we have some more paperwork coming.
So we'll see it again?
We'll see it, yeah. If he has any questions. I mean, yeah, we sent another notice out, so.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers. Any discussion, further discussion on this withdrawal? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Anything else for equalization? Do I need to sign this or it just goes away?
Well, Patty might have to say something.
Picks a momentary. Do you guys got any advice going forward or what's your thoughts or?
It has been 4 years since you did a flyover?
2016, I believe.
It would be 5 years. But that would have been the following year. 16, it was budgeted, and then they did it the following year.
We budgeted it for 3 years. And see, I turned my budget in, my preliminary, without it on there. But Lisa and I have been talking to Ryan.
Does Lisa have any money she wants to apply to that?
It doesn't matter. I can take it out of mine. It's all county money anyway. The only thing is, I guess we need to probably figure out what Beatrice, because they do have, but their budget time is October, mm-hmm. I think. I would really like a fall flyover.
Did you hear anything, I guess 2 weeks ago, that's what we talked about. Did you hear anything back from Beatrice?
Ryan emailed me and said that he was talking with them, but I didn't get a definitive answer. So I don't really know. Did they, would they have budgeted and have that money just sitting there maybe over the course of years? And
they just had a bunch of money free up, so they might.
I mean, it would be really beneficial if they do Beatrice and I did all the towns and the outer parts, so that would be sharing it. And then, because I explained to you guys last time we flew it, I could not use that as my 1 in 6 year plan in the country, but I can now. And so that would be really beneficial for the rollout buildings and things like that.
Could you have Ryan price that to us without Beatrice?
It ran me over the 3 years, $33,000 a year for 3 years. And this would have change finder on it. So what I flew in, what they flew in 16, they would go back and for another, I think, about $12,000. That's included on top of that. They do everything that's changed from 16 to 21.
So it's included or it's additional 12?
I would have to go look, Eric. I think it might be end up being an additional 12. I don't have my figures in front of me, so I really can't say for sure.
So it might be roughly $45,000 a year.
Well, there again, I think it's going to depend if Beatrice is in there or not.
That's if, with 45 would be with or without Beatrice?
I think 45 would be without Beatrice. I'd have to go look at my numbers because he just sent something out to me yesterday.
But we don't have actual prices.
No, and that's why I just want to know what we need to all do. You know, Ryan talked about coming down. You got some of you guys have seen it.
What are your thoughts?
And it was in my budget until I pulled it back out. You know, back in the.
That was 2 years ago, I think,
well,
we pulled it out. 3 years ago.
Problem with, yeah.
We're going to have to either do that or fly over.
Lisa had some, and I don't know, I think she said she talked to you, Eric, about all the things that it can do for her as far as, was it right-of-ways and, like, drainage and...
She said with measurements and this and that it was more accurate. I told her, though, I mean, we can use a free service and get within a foot. Give or take. I mean, it's got to have more bang than that.
I think it does. I went up when before I was really sold on it and went up to Bellevue and listened to a whole day, you know, seminar on it. And me and Gary talked a lot about it. Myron, John, and I worked a lot about down at the city with them. The thing I would love to do is get it flown as low as we possibly can because all the counties around us, Jefferson's really big into it. Lancaster, I think, flies it every 2 years, like at 2 inch. So, this, you know, the closer you, I don't know how what the exact technology is, but the better the pictures and the more we can see, but... I just think it would help me extremely, you know, in the country. And I'm thinking Beatrice, it sounded like they were positive, but I don't know what they all have to go through. But Ryan is willing to come down if anybody wants to see any of that. GIS is a flyover I had prior to that. And that was just the rural part.
Three of us that are sitting on the board did it. Well, you've seen it too. You've seen the sales pitch for it, haven't you? Yeah, so I guess there's three. Eddie, you haven't, and those two both haven't. Might know about it, but they don't.
We pay a fee to have it because we use the program. So Don stopped in my office one day, didn't you, and looked at it with Linda. I don't think I've showed you.
But the public can use it also, just with limited tools. You can still use the GIS tools and still measure.
So it might not be a terrible idea. I don't know, whatever Eric says, but it might not be a bad idea for him to come down just so that these guys all get...
It would be like a half...
I think it's good.
I think it's good to have a come down. Comparison.
So, would you want to do it during a board meeting, or what do you happen to...
That'd probably be easiest.
Or downstairs? We did it downstairs once before. Remember? I think because they had the screen and everything that they showed you on.
They brought a screen the one time and showed us on this.
Not. Did we up here?
I thought we did it
in
up
here.
Once.
The very first time they came to town, I think I was on the city council still, and we did it in the public library.
And out at NACO, they have it on a screen there, so they must be able to carry a screen.
Was it? No, the very first time they came to city council. I was on city council still.
Oh, when Beatrice had it before we did, right?
I don't know. I don't think Beatrice took it that first time.
But we looked at it really hard.
Need help with that.
Why don't you see if they could come on a Wednesday, if there's interest in that? Because it is good. I mean, we ask you to approve something or disapprove something if you don't know what it is.
Willing to have a comparison to what?
The comparison would be GIS. That'd be the,
there isn't really a comparison.
It'd be the closest comparison. It's just a general flyover and then GIS tools.
These guys in the pickups out driving around the country.
For Google yeah. Earth? How does Google Earth?
That's what I told Patty. That's what I use on a lot of things, but Google Earth Pro.
Yeah, I'll respectfully disagree with it being as good as pictometry.
I don't think it's as good. It's not as clear by any means.
And I don't think it's as updated. I mean, they don't update.
It's not going to give you the capabilities that pictometry gives you. Just like that change finder you were talking about, it's
hit or miss what your picture is. I mean, this is a current picture.
The big thing for me is that the state now acknowledges that we can use it for the 1 and 6 year plan, because the 1 and 6 year plan is I have to touch the property no matter what.
Is that good or bad, though, if you're not seeing the properties with your own eyes?
I think it's a helpful tool because we already have pictures, so we we have a lot of things that we can compare, and we picked up a lot of buildings because I had GIS 3 years before we had pictometry, so we had a table full of cards. I mean, I'm not trying to catch people, I'm just trying to make it, the stuff is out there that we need to have on the tax rolls. It's out there. So
the pictometry is trying to get things.
That's in town too.
The pictometry, though, that could pick up what wasn't on the GIS before. So that lookup tool or change tool was already used.
And say pictometry was 16, so that'll go from pictometry now. Pictometry. Most of the counties around here are doing spring flyovers. The only two that I know that are close to us that don't have it is Pawnee County and Johnson County. Saline's getting it, I think.
Could you see if they could be here in 2 weeks on Wednesday? And ahead of that, could you ask for actual pricing?
I think he's waiting to see what the city's doing.
Let's just figure it without the city for now, or ask him to figure it without the city. I'll talk to the city, see what they're thinking. If you can
just
get price.
Let the city pay for it since we buy all their stuff.
Well, I'm sure they'll pay for theirs, which will discount. That's the majority. It's a lot of parcels.
So the city
If you get numbers, we'll roughly put that in for now, and then just for budget purposes, we'll kind of start putting it in there for figuring. And then after our meeting, if you guys want to pull it out, we'll pull it out. Or if you want to leave it, we'll leave it in. But that way we can start working towards budget numbers, if that's okay with everyone.
It's fine.
Need the numbers.
What's
the devil's in the details.
What's the next meeting? What date is that?
That would be on the 11th.
Because I have a workshop in August, but I think it's later. Because I have to get my hours.
So if you don't do pictometry, you do GIS?
Not really, because it's not updated. So we basically what I would have is somebody going out in the country taking pictures, and we're trying to do things by.
So there's no other option other than the old-fashioned just going to the field?
I'll call them.
This pictometry. And then how many years you have to redo it? How many years we've been redoing it in the past? Or
we've only done it once, and it's like every third year then. But basically, we were on the third year when I was going to renew it and have another flyover, but then everything came down with our issues.
We're at year 6, I believe, now. 5 or 6.
Since the GIS was done?
No.
Nope, since pictometry. So GIS was done, and then in 15 or 16, we did pictometry.
Oh, okay.
And then we haven't done it since.
So we've had a pictometry 1 year.
We currently have the pictometry tools, and the if you look on the assessor's page, that you'll see the different years, and then one says pictometry, I think,
okay,
on the tabs, and that's the most recent.
And that's what's available on from our website, or your website.
You can look at that, the pictometry as well. You can see some GIS because they download for acres and things like that. We have a CD on that, but it's not actually the picture taking. So probably before pictometry, the GIS was the flyover. And that's been quite, and but that's a whole different, that doesn't come down near as low, the cameras, and it's just a different program.
What did that cost at that time?
For some
reason, about the same, $99.
I was going to say, I was thinking
because
it was
we did 30, it with Beatrice, so that saves us money.
But no, get us some numbers, get those to Don for now, we'll roughly budget. If they can come down the 11th or... They could come down, really, the 11th. Let's see if they can come down the 11th. We start getting towards the end of August. That makes it rough. But we are out of equalization time, so we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you, Patty. We'll adjourn at 8:49.